Auckland's Radio believes your health matters.
So in the studio with me this afternoon, I've got Marina Duskoff. Good afternoon, Marina.
Good afternoon.
It's so lovely to have you here. Marina works as an intuitive lifestyle consultant, and in her company, she is in association with other people. But we're going to find out a bit more about Marina now. She has been on the show before, so you can look back and listen again and have a listen to her interview before. I think we talked about numerology, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, which is a fascinating, fascinating subject. But Marina's here to talk about something different today. So, Marina, tell us how you started your journey to become an intuitive lifestyle consultant. Where did it all start?
It started by changing the culture. So I originally come from Serbia, and when I was in England, 2 years after I was in England, I was feeling like, I don't belong here, I don't belong there, who am I? I started his favorite question, who am I? Mm-hmm. And then my internal journey took place, and I took it like a duck to the water. So I haven't stopped, and then in the last 10 years I've been developing intuition.
Brilliant, brilliant. Isn't it funny how, you know, I'm 60 and I still sometimes say, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right things? I'm not sure I've ever really found myself. And I think there must be so many other people out there who feel similar.
Exactly. And it's so normal to review the life. And it's so normal that we change the perspective. It's so normal, but we kind of sometimes beat ourselves up or compare with other people.
Yeah, yeah. And wonder if we're doing the right thing. Now, I know you've trained in many, many different therapies. Do you have a favorite one?
Sure, two, which I use indirectly. One is called Sedona Method, which is by the place in Arizona called Sedona, but it's emotional release by Lester Levinson, originator, who died, and Hale Dvoskin, who is doing it. I came across because we need to let go of attachment of the, not when I said attachment to the emotion, the release is very natural to us humans. We just forget and we kind of hold on to emotion, and it's very, very freeing, very gentle and profound way of dealing with emotions.
Okay, I like that. And I love the idea of Sedona because that's on my bucket list to go to.
And the second one, sorry,
oh, yes,
I said two.
Second one
is the very wise structure matrix of energy called the Tree of Life. And that is what we talked last time about.
Yeah.
When did we talk about it? I can't remember. I think a year or two ago.
About a year, like, yeah, I think it was about a year ago, I think. But, yeah, if anybody wants to know where that is, I can point them in the right direction for that.
It's on
podcast.
My website, if you'll
be it's
able
on yours
to
as
see.
Well.
Yes.
Oh, okay, we'll give those details out a bit later. But you're in this time to talk about a workshop you're running, Healing the Wounded Heart. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Healing the wounded heart is really important now because we are approaching in a consciousness journey. We are first time approaching this sense of uniqueness. And for that, we really need to start going deeper into the sense of who we are in our unique essence. For that, very important part is that we have a conditioning of the past around love. And this history of love, it keeps us wanting to be close to somebody, but at the same time being terrified to be close to somebody. And in this workshop, together with like-minded people, we will in a gentle and profound way release some heartfelt emotional pain so that people can start feeling so it's sense of the relief of the heartfelt emotions, because they don't get stuck in a body. Obviously, this is all subconscious. It's not on a conscious level. You think, I should do this, you know. Anyway, so it's really being also kinder to oneself and opening more to kindness. It's a different attitude needed now, more self-compassion than ever before. We cannot afford to be hard on ourselves. It's actually outdated. Did you know that? It's outdated programming.
Okay.
And it's out of fashion now.
Okay.
The kindness is good.
Oh, I need to look at that then, because I think I don't know whether it's territory that goes sometimes with being a wife and a mother. You're so used to putting babies first, children first, teenagers first, that you always end up at the bottom of the pile. And so many women, I think, get into their 50s and their children are less dependent on them. And they leave their marriage or they, you know, because they suddenly think I'm important too and I need something for me. So I think, yeah, we need to find a way to be kinder to ourselves and to, not beat ourselves up all the time, which we were talking about a bit before this interview. And the workshop you're running in collaboration?
The workshop I'm running is in collaboration with the social enterprise, which is community-orientated charity called Journey to the Heart and Soul. And the reason we're all about raising consciousness. And I will be organizing high-profile speakers like Heidi Sawyer in April, May and June. And we are all collaborating towards the raising consciousness. So we want to bring as many events, and appropriately, obviously, towards raising consciousness, because we are moving into this uniqueness and this is me, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of sense of, yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. No, that's great. That's great. So
the details...
Yes.
Can be found on my name, which is www.marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, and surname is duskov.com, marinaduskov.com, and then / workshop. If they want to see Journey to the Heart and Soul, it's under the talks. And if they want to see the Tree of Life, it's about life codes. And okay. It's all on the website.
Okay, that's brilliant. But before that, tell us who you think would benefit from the workshop.
The people who are, this is not for people who are very much in immense rawness of the pain of the heart. This is for people who have been single for a while. They want to get connected with somebody else, but at the same time, they are terrified of it. Mm-hmm. They know that the past, the relationship unfolded when they least respected. Either they could lose somebody through that or somebody through leaving them. It's for people who are really in that stage that they would like to take a next stage, but they are hesitant and they know they need to do something to open up to that connectedness and intimacy.
Yeah.
And I am very much leading the way through the experience because I've been in a healing myself a lot because my husband died very suddenly in September 2017. So I've been through a rough and raw and to the gentle. So I'm very compassionate and experienced.
Yeah.
So it's for people who are really more in a gentle rather than rawness of the...
Yes. So they need to have almost sort of moved on from the initial hurt of maybe a relationship ending or a bad relationship with parents or something like that and be ready to open their heart to love again.
Correct.
So that they can, yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Be able to open the heart to love again. But
yeah.
This time, not the love as it's perceived in the past, which is about conditioning. It's a new way of more connected with the unique nature that they are and seeing the truth. What is love?
Yeah, yeah. Because so many of us don't,
and also to find out that it's safe to be connected with another human being in a deeper level rather than not trusting it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's good. And can you maybe give us we're running out of time, but maybe a very brief outline of what the workshop involves.
The workshop, by the way, the workshop is happening this coming Sunday, 27th of March. I mean, obviously, January, I apologize, 27th of January in Camberley. And it's a day workshop from 10 to 4, and it's basically we will look The history of we are inadequate and we are less than perfect is really not any longer relevant, and it's in the system and needs to be released. Mm. We are going to release some of the history messages they are really holding us back, and then into the new opening up to the new possibility of being true to who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a difference between the history of the so-called fairy tale and what it is as it is, which is more connected to what is the truth.
Mm. Okay. That sounds fascinating, Marina. I think anyone out there who sort of fits the profile for this, have a look on Marina's website. So it's www.marinaduskov.com.
Yes, D-U-S-K-O-V.
Yes, D-U-S-K-O-V. And all the details are on there. But I will, when I post the podcast up, I will post a link to that as well on the Brooklands Radio page and on my own page so that people can have a look at that as well. Marina, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Marina Duskov talking to us about her workshop this Sunday called Healing the Wounded Heart.
Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.